Blog Talk Radio. To be glorified through our worship, so that people who don't know him would want to know him. And you know, God made it pretty easy for us. He was willing to send his only begotten son. His son was willing to give his life. And because he died on the cross for our sins, all we have to do is believe, and we can be saved.
Thank you.
The Bible says in Romans 10 and 9 that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, that you will be saved. It's just that easy. And I want to ask you to accept Jesus into your heart, because I know for sure that that will be the best decision you have ever made and the best one you will ever make. Jesus changes everything. He gives you life. He gives you hope. He gives you peace. He heals your body. But you know what? The greatest miracle of all is that when we leave here, we get to be in his presence.
Amen.
It's eternal salvation. It never runs out. His love never ends. It never runs out. But you have to receive this gift. And so if you want it tonight, repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. I believe that he died on the cross for my sins. And I believe on the third day you raised him from the grave. I confess I'm a sinner, but I believe you're my Savior. Forgive me of my sins. I invite you into my heart. Be the Lord of my life for the rest of my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I will be empowered to live a life pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you said that prayer and you believe it, you know what you're saying. You know what? He's your future. He's your hope. He's the anchor of your soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're my future.
Blessing, 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 blessing. Welcome, 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 welcome. I am LaShawn, your host for tonight, LaShawn from Texas. Before I start, I pray that those can hear me. Some of you know how to reach out and let me know that you hear me very clear. Please send me a text, message me, and let me know you can hear me on the air very clear, very loud. Welcome to Blog Talk. Welcome to Prophetic Grace Network. Today is Friday, May 6, 2022. We give God all the honor. We give him the thanks. We just lift his name up tonight. I tell you, I just want to take this time to thank each and every last one of you that reached out to me personally to send your condolences and check up on me and my family. God bless you. We thank you. We appreciate you. We thank you for praying for us, and we just ask that you continue to keep us in your prayers. Well, I tell you, God's grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient. I just love that song because, you know, our heart belongs to Jesus. Our heart belongs to Yahweh. And by his grace and mercy, we say, it's that simple. It's that simple. We should not make it hard. It's that simple. I tell you, as I've been in a place of rest, because I've been resting, haven't been working, I've just been resting in the Lord. And when you come to a place where you're resting, he began to speak. He began to speak. But, yes, God's grace, I want to share this before I move on. We will not be on here too long tonight. I know I say that all the time. We always say, Holy Spirit, have your way. I'm just his mouthpiece. I'm just his mouthpiece. I'm just his servant. So like I said, this is G-O-D radio station. So he have his way. He's in control. He's in control. But I just want to share this with you. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, would I rather glorified in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. But this is Paul speaking. When Paul had the thorn in his flesh, God let him know. He pleaded. He let him know, my grace is sufficient. When even you weak, God is going to pour out on us when we can't even go on, when we go through trials and tribulation. That's how much he loves us. By his grace, by his mercy, even when we weak, when we tired, even through the infirmity, his grace is sufficient. So welcome to the show tonight. For those that's called in, that's listening, if you want to be ministered to, press 1 on your phone and it will light you up on the dashboard. I can see that little hand up. It's literally a hand. I can see the hand up. And I'll be more happy to bring you on to minister to you. Or if you have a testimony, I kind of want, like I said, I've just been resting my voice, resting my body, resting my mind. So tonight I'm not going to be on here too long. So I kind of just want to be led by the Holy Spirit. If he just say, just take the calls and take the name and pray for them, whatever he say. We're just going to follow what he tell us to do. Okay. No one had text. I guess I'm assuming everybody can hear me. I have not got a text. All right. I think everybody can hear me clear. Amen. I was waiting on the text to come through, so I'm assuming everybody that's on here can hear. All right, got the text. All this week, the Holy Spirit been ministering to me, speaking to me, and I believe we in season. And as I began to pray today, to go into intercessory prayer, he had me to pray for a couple people, well-known people, wealthy people, big-name people, and these are people that said they do not believe and no one can prove to them that Yahweh exists. It's no God. No one have ever proved to them that Yahweh is real. But today as I began to pray, even early this week as I spoke and did the eulogy and my cousin, service, I'm telling you, you just don't know why the Holy Spirit have things coming out your mouth. But let me tell you something, he's going to back it up with the word. I don't care who come. See, the enemy, one thing I have been learning since I have been doing this walk, since God been using me, when you speak the truth, there are certain material, certain tools that God gives to certain people. And when you have a certain calling on your life, and when you is really wrapped around the belt of truth, it's wrapped around your ways, and he have given you deep revelation, and he speak to you. When you begin to speak the truth, you will have everything coming against that truth. You will even have your own family to come against what God have revealed to you. You will have your enemy, like the word say, your enemy is amongst you in your own household. As I began to ministry, then even I always say, Lord, help your way. I'm going to pray before I try my best to pray before I do anything. But anyway, this week he has been speaking to me. This is about to be a fresh wind, a fresh wind blowing. It's going to be a fresh, it's a pouring out. a washing. We in a season where he's going to pour. It's going to be a great pouring on his people. It's going to be a great washing. He's about to wash some of your family members. He's about to wash them. I'm talking about they literally going to feel rain. They're going to be feeling like they are dipped in some water because you're going to feel the wind. The wind going to pass them by. The wind going to knock some of them right up off their feet. They're going to have an encounter with God like never before. You can write that down. And as he began to minister to me and tell me about this great point, he began to some of your family, some of your friends, your close relatives, even those who close to you, even in the ministry, some of them like Thomas. Some of them just like Thomas. Some of these people that are big in name, that saying that nobody proved to me that Yahweh is real. No one can prove and have never proved that Yahweh is real. Some of them, they got to have the experience like Saul. They have to go through the same thing like Saul went through. He knocked Saul off his high horse and he had an encounter with Jesus. Some people, I don't believe it, like Thomas, except I shall see. That's what I named this. Except I shall see. Thomas was saying, when you go to the book of John, chapter 20, we know the story. When Jesus came back and he spoke to the disciple and he spoke to them, they was able to see that our Savior, the Messiah, is Mary, Magdalene. She seen Jesus. Some of the disciples seen Jesus. I do apologize for saying her last name wrong, but she seen Jesus. But when they went back and told some of the disciples, like Thomas, the doubter, Thomas, the unbeliever, even though he walked with Jesus, he seen him do miracles. He seen him walk on water. He seen him feed thousands and thousands. He seen him open blind eyes. He seen him open deaf ear, and he even seen him call the dead to come forth. He seen all of this, but he did not believe, even though it was prophesied, even though Yahweh, Jesus, told him that what was going to happen on the third day. That's why they call him. He doubted that Jesus was going to be risen on the third day, and he was walking amongst them for 40 days. But when they went to Thomas, they said, he's back. Our Messiah is back. He's back. Thomas say, I ain't going to believe you. I don't believe you. He even said, we have to see. They say, we seen the Lord, but he said to them, unless I see in his hand the marking of the nail and put my finger into the nail print and put my hand into his side, I would never believe. I'm going to stop right there. Even I read, that's the Amplified verse. He said, I would never believe, even though he walked with Christ. He was one of the 12 disciples. Except I shall see. He had to see the holes in Jesus' hand. He had to see where they pierced him on the side. Not only he had to see it, but he had to put his hand in the hole. He got to see the holes in his hand, the hole that the pierced in his side, even look at his feet. He said, if I can't see, I ain't going to believe you. But some of your family members, some of these people that have unbelief, I'm talking about the millionaires and the trillionaires. I'm talking about young man here. Yes, I'm saying his name because that's one of the persons that I pray for today. These people, God got to show up himself. They got to have encounter with Jesus, with Yahweh for their self. Unless they can see him themselves, we can pray and say, Lord, do it, which I believe he will do it. And that's what my prayer today. Lord, do it. Do it just like you did for Thomas. Do it just like you did for Saul. You've knocked him off his high horse. Do it. Do whatever it takes to get this young generation attention. You do it, Father God. If you got to send your son back here on this earth and reveal himself personally, do it. That's my prayer. Do it. Do it, Father. Except I see. I shall see. Thomas would not, he said, I ain't going to believe what y'all saying unless I see him. He got to appear right in front of my face. And then when he do appear in front of my face, I got to look at his hand, the left and right, and I got to look at his side. And I want to put my hands, my finger, right through the print where the nail was. Oh, some of y'all better know how to pray in this season. Some of your family members and some of those who are close to you is going to have an encounter with Christ just like that. You can write it down. You can mark this day. He's going to show them that, yes, I am real. He's going to show them. Some of them even crying at, let me see you. Let me see your face. Let me have an encounter with you. Nobody can prove to me, ain't nobody prove to me that this book is real. Can't nobody prove to me that heaven is real. Can't nobody prove to me there is a God. Can't nobody prove to me there is your son Jesus, which Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and life. So some of them got to cry. I want to see it. I got to see, did you die over 200,000 years ago? Did you raise from the dead on the third day? I want to see the nail print. I want to see where they pierce you in the side. And I'm telling you, he's going to show them. He's going to show your people, our relatives, and those that have an unbelief in this season that he is real. Y'all can mark that. Y'all can mark it. Y'all can scroll it. Y'all can take it and write it down. There's a lot of Thomas out there. It's a lot of Saul out there. That's what the book says. I'm gonna pour out my spirit on all flesh. He didn't say some. He say all. And they will have that encounter with Yahshua one day. They're going to have that encounter with him. They doubt what you are saying. So what? Learn how to pray. Well, Father, you show them. I spoke the word. Now you come back and give the confirmation. You show them. Huh? You show them that everything that you didn't show me, every encounter that I didn't have with you, now it's time for you to show them. And now it's time for you to show my spouse. It's time for you to show my unbelieved nephews. Nisa, it's time for you to show them my unbelieved mother. It's time for you to show my unbelieved father. It's time for you to show my unbelieved brothers and sisters and cousins. Show them, Father God. Show them this season. Show them that you're real. Show them the nail print. Show them the print, the appearance on your side. Oh, y'all better know how to pray. Show them and wake them up in the night season. Let heaven come into their room. Let heaven come into their home. Show them that you're real. Show these crooked people that in the white that you're real. Oh, we don't fret no evil doer. And let me give you a reality check. We don't never. Nobody have ever heard me speaking about fear. So let me correct that tonight. We don't speak about fear, but we speak to get your mind prepared, to get your finance prepared, to start storing up and start being good stored over your money, over your finance. It don't have anything to do with fear. Oh, y'all better come on tonight. Some things, God got his mouthpiece for, he uses mouthpiece for certain things. Everybody ain't going to speak the same thing. Everybody ain't going to prophesy the same. Everybody ain't going to teach the same. It's a warning going off. spirit. Everybody can't hear. Does he giving people to teach wealth about wealth in this season, in this hour? How to manage your money, how to take your money and to own something, how to prepare for your family. Because we can't stop what's coming. We fret not the evildoer, but we should prepare, because everything that's going on, nothing should catch you by surprise, because it's already written. Yes, he got some that when they prophesy, they're going to prophesy with the sword. They're going to prophesy with the hammer. They're going to prophesy with the sledgehammer. Whatever he gives them, that's what they're going to do. It's not to put no fear up in you, but it's to prepare you. Some people don't want to hear that. You better be careful how you trying to cut off. And I've seen this so many times within the body of Christ. You better be careful how you trying to cut off when God people are speaking the word and giving instruction and giving warning. You better be careful. That's a dangerous thing to do. It's very dangerous. Now, I can't help it. Some people are watchmen on the wall. And those watchmen on the wall, they're going to sound the alarm. Who like it or who don't like it, that's between you and God. But I just want to share this. Thomas said, I shall see. I got to see it. Because if I don't see it, I don't believe. You can come back and tell me, but I don't believe you. Jesus, after 8 days later, he went inside the house where Thomas was. Jesus, the door was locked. The door was locked. But Jesus appeared in front of the door. He came in front of the door. Now, I would think if I was Thomas, now I can't say because I wasn't Thomas and I wasn't back there then, but I'm trying to help you out tonight. Some people, if I seen this man that I done walked around with and I seen him perform all his miracles, walked on water, raised the dead, you know, cast out legions of demons, opened the blind eyes, you know, healed the leprosy, and he done sit up there and see, that's how I know, my God, I can take y'all into deep. There's just stuff in that Bible that I just sit up there and say, my God, my God, my God, even your disciples didn't believe some of the stuff you were saying. Even they didn't even understand some of the words that was coming out your mouth. Some of you, God's going to give you words uncommon and unusual. They're not going to understand what you're saying. Oh, who am I talking to tonight? Even the own disciple, even Jesus had to rebuke some of the disciples. They ain't understand some of the stuff he was saying out his mouth. These are people that was walking with him. So when Jesus came through the door, which was locked, he walked in. Peace to you. That's what he said. Peace to you. Then he said to Thomas, when I would have seen Jesus walk through the door, that let me know. Now, this man, I seen them crucify him. I seen them pierce him in his side. I seen it all. I heard it all. And here he go appearing to me, looking like who he was before he went up on that road, and he's standing in front of the door. And see my hands. And put out your hands and place it in my side. Do not be unbelieving. Do not be unbelieving. But stop doubting and believe. Then Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, because you have seen me, do you now believe? Even Jesus said, you seen me. But what are these about the people that have not seen me? What about the ones that have not seen me? I'm going to send you out to those that have not seen me. And he's going to bless those that have not seen me, that have not seen Jesus. He's going to bless them. You see me and you still have unbelief. You seen me. You walk with me. This is Jesus. You walk with me. You see all the things that I have did, the miracles, performing miracles. I prophesied my death. It was prophesied before I came up on the scene, but you still doubted me. Your unbelief. So a lot of people around you going to have unbelief like Thomas, and they're not going to believe Jesus' real life saw. And some of them going to have encounter like Saul. And some of them, Jesus going to have to show up himself. Just like he did to Thomas. Some of y'all probably be hard to believe that, but I'm telling you, if I'm the same today, yesterday, and forever, some people he got to show them himself. That's why you got to know how to pray. So he said, you don't even believe. You have to put your hands in my hand where the nail was, and then you have to put your hand in my side to believe I'm standing right here, and you seeing me. You got to believe that. Only way you will believe, Thomas, if I stand in front of you, the only how you will believe, Thomas, you have to put your finger in the nail print in my hand. In order for you to believe it, Thomas, you have to put your hand in my side. And only way you believe, I have to stand right here in front of you. I came specifically to you so you can do this, so I can show you. You have been doubting me, and you have been walking in unbelief. Now, you reach your finger. You put your hand. And Thomas say, my Lord, my God. After he put his hand, touch his side, and touch the print where the nail went in. My Lord, my God. That's going to be some of the things your family member going to say, my Lord, my God. There are going to be some of these millionaires and trillionaires going to be saying, my Lord, my God. He said, blessed are they that have not seen me and yet have believed. He blessed those that believe in his word and believe in who he is, and they haven't even seen him. But Thomas, you seen me. You know my word. This day is gonna come. Y'all can believe it or not. Some of you, this young generation, gonna have your sons, your daughters, your husband, your wife, your mom, your dad, your sisters, your brothers, your cousins, and some of your coworkers, some of these movie stars, some of these people that worship the darkness gonna have an encounter with Yahshua like never before, and it's gonna bring them on over to believing that he is real. Watch. He's gonna do it. So far, that's the only thing I have to say tonight. Those Thomas, the doubters, the unbelief, continue to pray for. I dare you to say, show up and show up in this season. Show up in my home. Show up with the nail print. Show up where they pierce you in the side. My God, I felt that. Show up where they pierce you in your side. Show up with the nail print in your hands and feet. Let my son see it. Let my daughter see it. Let my spouse see it. Let my co-worker see it. Let all the millionaires and billionaires and trillionaires, let them see it. Show up Father. Show up. Send your son. If you did it 200,000 years ago, you will do it again. Do what it takes to show people that you're real. Do what it takes to show these people you are the creator. Do what it takes to show these people you are holy, holy, holy. You is holy. That's who you are. Show up in this season. Show up in this hour. Shift this atmosphere. Let the gush of wind come. Let the gush of wind, the Holy Spirit come. Come into my home. Come into my family home. Oh, Father God, let them see you face to face. Oh, walk through the door. Walk through their living room door. Walk through the front door. You better know how to pray in this hour, in this season. Pray for your loved one. Pray for that lost soul. Oh, Father God, I don't care if I'm the feet. If you want me to be whatever part of the body you want me to be, I'm going to be it. Wherever you want me to send me, I'm going to go. Wherever you want me to speak, ain't no shame to my game. I know who I am. I am your daughter. Ain't no man that trying to sound like no man. I am your daughter. If you give it to me to say it, I'm going to say it. But I'm telling you, you better switch your prayer. You better change your prayer life and pray. Sometimes you got to pray. Do them like you did Saul. Knock them off their high horse. Oh my God, who am I talking to? Y'all got me sweating over here. Telling you, let God show up. You move yourself out the way. Why is you arguing? Because in the book of Ephesians, he tells us we wrestle not with flesh and blood. It tells us in the great book of life, if we supposed to be intercessor, if we supposed to be the watchman on the wall, the gatekeepers, or you is the sheep, the shepherd, you supposed to sit above all the principality and power. You supposed to sit above, sit high with Christ. Tell you something. You know, move on so we can take callers. This is the word that he showed me. And he's about to show up in your loved one life. Let me say this. He's about to send the real my people. Don't worry about what they say about you. Don't worry about what they think about you. Don't worry about it, because he's going to send another mouthpiece. He's going to send those that's going to tell him. Did he not do it for David? When David did it wrong, he sent a mouthpiece to tell David about a story, but David didn't even know the man was talking about him. And David said, oh my, that's, he was, oh wow, that's just terrible. And then he said, I'm talking about you. See, God know who to send to your loved one. He know who to send to your brother. He know who to send to your mama. He know who to send to your father. He know the right one to send, even for their husband. He know who to send. And when he send them, they going to speak exactly what thus said the Lord, because of your prayer and the prayers of the people that's in your family. Sometimes you got to know just how to pray. Oh, Lord, don't hurt them. Don't do it. Save them. Nah, sis, you need to know how to pray. So, Father God, I just thank you for this word. Father God, like I say, I decrease so you can increase. Father God, you know what your people need before they even picked up the phone and called. So, Father God, we ask that you speak. And sometimes some people that's listening, you have already spoken. They had already heard from you. So, Father God, I thank you for your living word. And like I said, Father God, this day is already here. It's already here. And you about to show up just like you walked for them 40 years ago. And people seeing you, you about to walk this earth again. My God, I felt it. You about to walk this earth again. Some of your sons, some of your daughters, some of your grandchildren, some of your nieces and nephew, even those that's in prison, is going to have a encounter with Yahshua like never before. We're going to hear testimony. I'm telling you that people are saying, oh, we've been hearing this for so long, the great revival coming. Oh, see, the great revival got to happen with you. It got to happen in your own household. So he going to hit you with the revival because he got the revived shoe. Huh? He got the revived shoe. He got to breathe breath into you. He got to get this old junk out of you. He got to stretch you out on his search and his, on his table and do surgical work with you. That's why I keep telling y'all, some of these people said they're spending time with Yahweh. You know when people spend time with Yahweh, because when you spend time with Yahweh, when you have encounter with him in your secret place, when you cannot look at him, just like he said, no man can look at me and live. Even when Moses was up on the mountain, when Moses said, just let me see, just let me see. He had to get between a rock, and God had to cover his eyes. And when God began to walk by, he just moved his eyes just a little bit for Moses to see the backside. Just the backside of seeing Yahweh turned his whole appearance. It changed his whole appearance to where Moses had to wrap himself up before he went back down there to appear to the people. It turned his whole appearance different. His was white because the glory of God. Some people, you can see when people are spending time with God. I got proof, y'all. I got pictures, y'all. You can see the glory of God coming from above their neck. You can see the glory of God, the light shining around them. And I'm telling you, you better leave some people alone because they have been spending time with God. I'm talking about hours. Oh my God. Some intercessor, you better back up off of them. You better leave them alone. Some people, you better see that they got glory all around them because they've been spending time with Yahweh. That's all they do. Crying out, travailing, moaning and groaning for the lost soul. Moaning and groaning for their lost family members. For the rebellions of their parents, for the rebellions of their brother, they can see death upon their own siblings, and they travailing. Oh, y'all don't hear me tonight. Y'all don't hear me. I got proof. I have experience with the glory of God. I got pictures. My God, I feel God upon the spirit upon me now. I don't play. I don't play when it comes down to his doing the work of God. I don't play. I fear God. And I'm going to stand for him. For God I serve and for God I die. I'm not for the hide. I'm not for the run. I'm going to stand firm because he say, fret not the evildoers. What can they do when you know? Well, if you know what on your side, if you know who is walking with you, do you not know? Lord, help me, Lord, help me tonight. It was even people then came up to me and say, do you not know how many angels you have around you? I see 15 angels around you. That's why people better be careful. My God, they better be careful. I wouldn't mess with somebody if they got one angel around them. Better yet, have 15 angels around them. Oh, that's how I know a lot of people ain't seeking God. Because when you seek God, he's going to pull. It's a reflection. When you look at him, it's going to be a reflection of yourself. He's going to pull out that mirror, and you're going to be looking at yourself, who you really are. Who you really are. What you really got up in your heart. And there's a lot of people that's in the body of Christ. Their heart is not right. God can't trust them. He can't give them a certain sign. So why are you going to get mad and jealous that he gives the ones that he trusts, that he knows who have clean hands and pure heart? Humble yourself. Walk in humility. Integrity. Humility and humble yourself before the Lord. He's the great counselor. Great counselor, the Holy Spirit. So, Father God, I thank you for tonight. I bless your name. Father God, as we begin to take callers, and for those who would like to be ministered to, press 1 on your phone. And I'll be more than happy to minister to you tonight. God bless you. So I cover everyone. I cover you. We come against the prince of the airway, Father God. Father God, I speak peace. I speak peace. And I just want to share this little one more point. The Holy Spirit been dealing with me, and I'm just going to see he has time. I spoke this in the Bible study class. I advise y'all to go read Matthew 10. God, Jesus gave the disciple specific instructions to go out and feed his sheep. Go to the village, the town, go into people's home, go out and feed the sheep. But he gave them specific instruction. He said, don't bring no money bags, don't bring some type of clothes. You know, people should welcome you in the village, town, and your home. But he said, before you get there, see if that town, that village is worthy. You got to see if they worthy. Before you do anything, that helped me out. You better pray to see where I'm going, if they worthy for me. Because he said, if they worthy of the prophecy that I have given you, if they worthy to receive the word from me, is they worthy? Because everybody ain't worthy. Every town and city is not worthy. Every church is not worthy. He said, if they worthy, then you bless them. But if they not, you dust your feet out. And you even say to take the blessing, take the peace back. You take it back because they ain't even worthy. Even he told them not, two specific cities not to go into. But he said, you see if they worthy. If they not worthy, it's okay, dust your feet out, but you have the right to take the blessing and the peace back. But you have to learn, is it even worthy? You know if your family member worthy of giving them a word. You know if they worthy of the prayer. Because, see, you don't cast your prayers among the swine. Even Jesus didn't even minister to certain people because he knew the spirit that they operate in. So that's what we have to understand. We got to know the spirit. What spirit they operate in? Who sent them? Are they worthy for the prophecy? Are they worthy for the prayer? Because Matthew 10, even it repeats itself in Luke. If that place, if that church that you are going to is worthy. Is they worthy to receive the word that I gave you? No, if they ain't worthy, don't waste your time. Dust your feet out and keep going. You say you take the blessing back, take the peace back. But you say peace be with you. Everybody's not worthy. Everybody's not worthy to see you. Even in your own household with your own family is not worthy to receive you. So don't even waste your time. Sometimes you can't even go, I'm about to get in trouble tonight. Sometimes you can't even waste your time even going to family function. Oh, my God. Why are you going to no family function? I ain't trying to destroy no family because I can't destroy no family, but you got to get in the word. You wonder why you keep getting beat down, disrespectful, because they not worthy to receive you. That thing that's in them ain't going to receive you. So they not even worthy of your presence. So you can't even go to the barbecue, the picnic, or the family reunion. Sometimes you just got to show love for a long distance. I love you, but you're not even worthy. Come on. I'm going to leave it right there. I'm just going to leave. Go look at the Bible verse for yourself. Let him show you. Let him show you. That's a part of separation and setting apart. When you set apart to do his kingdom, word, you got to be careful who you can't even be around your own family, and you wonder why you fighting this unnecessary warfare that he don't even want you to pick up in the first place. Don't even say nothing to him. Sometimes you just got to be quiet, because if they ain't worthy, if you know they ain't gonna receive you, just be quiet. This is Sister LaShawn. Ask who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Caroline from Jamaica.
are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing, it's all well. I'm doing great.
Amen.
Thank you for asking. Is there a special prayer request you have?
I just wanted to pray for me as the Holy Spirit leads and my family. Thank you.
You know, when I first heard you, I just heard he's not done. He's not done. He's not finished. It's just, you still have finished work. It's just the beginning with you. He's not done. You still have some finished work. And it's just going to get greater for you. But be careful how the adversary going to try to creep in. You know, he's going to give you, it's a war. My God. He's about to war you.
Uh-huh.
I have to stop my phone there. Baby, it's going to be a war. You better hear what I'm saying. Catch it now. It's going to be a war in your prayer.
My
when
God.
You say roar in your prayer, baby, things to get ready to be shaken up. There's going to be a war in
my
your
God.
Prayer. Oh, it's going to be a roar sound in your prayer. Get ready, fear not, fear not, fear not, because God to give you a roar. My God, I'm about to take off running. God to give you a roar in your prayer. Don't you fret not, don't you fret. You let the Holy Spirit use you. Let it come out your belly like rivers of living water. Let it roar. You're going to feel this shaking. It's about to be a roar in your prayer. My God, my God, my God. Do it, God. Straight up for it, Father God. I'm telling you, things are about to change. Things are about to turn around because he's about to give you a roar. You on the roar with the lion of Judah. My God, my God, my God.
My God.
I thank you, Father God. Woo! Jesus. Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow. You get ready. You're going to hear it. You get ready for it. Get ready for
my
it.
My God. Thank you, Jesus.
Get ready for it. Because this is your time and your season. Get ready for it. My God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So, Father God, I ask that you give it to her. Give it to her right now. And I ask that you cover her. Cover her family, Father God. Oh, Father God, give her a sound that is going to ricochet in the name of Yahshua. And I thank you.
Yes,
I thank
God.
You for protecting her. I thank you for covering her. Baby, you is about
thank
to go into some places and there are going to be a war with your prayer. You're going to look at X-ray. X-ray. I see X-ray where they're going to have spots on their body. My God, my God. You're going to see X-ray with spots on their body. Your prayer. I'm telling you, your prayer. God, for you to change your prayer life. You
thank you,
Jesus. With X-rated vision.
Thank
you,
Lord.
With healing to pray for more. People are going to be healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
You take this word and begin to thank him. And he's going to come back. I'm telling
you,
you're going to hear it. You're going to come back with a testimony because you're going to hear. It's going to be like it's going to penetrate your ear, but you're going to know that roar sound.
Yes.
And
you,
Father God, we bind and rebuke anything that come against this prophecy in the name of Yahshua.
Yes.
And it is so. So I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Do you have anything else?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Sister LaShawn. I would like you to kindly pray for one of my sisters and her family. in regards to her husband getting a job, they're going through some trying times now, and I just want you to kindly pray for them. And she has a son too. Pray for the families that God will open the doors for them. They're still trusting God for the breakthrough, that God will just deliver. And I have another sister that is experiencing some severe back pain, and it has been intermittent and then sometimes excruciating to the point she's unable to drive. So I just really need God's intervention. Thank you.
With that sister with that back pain, there's like a, Father God, I just ask that you heal her heart, that she will release everything unto you, Father God. That, Father God, I just ask that you reveal it even to your daughter, Father God, when she pray, Father God. I just speak true healing and deliverance over her, Father God. Because the word tells us who the Son set free is free indeed. Father God, that this infirmity, the arrow that the enemy is shooting at her back, Father God. But Father God, I just ask that there will be a true repentance in her heart, and that she release those from her heart, Father God. And Father God, I just ask that your anointing, your word, will touch the spine of her back, Father God. That anything that's in the spine, that's curled around the spine, everything that's curled around that spine, to have that spine crooked, Father God, we bind it and we rebuke it. But Father God, we speak that she will surrender to you and repent and release those that hurt her, Father God. Release and come against arthritis, Father God, that's in the bone, because it's not of you, Father God. This is not of you. So, Father God, I just ask that she get to a place that where she seek you and cry out for you. And, Father God, for this family, her son, husband, Father God, and Father God, help they unbelief, they doubt and fear, Father God, that there is going to be where you're going to lead him. It's breadcrumb, but he's gonna have to not lean to his understanding, but your understanding. Some doors that you're closing to protect him and his family, but he needs to follow you. There's breadcrumbs, and I pray that you will open his understanding, open thy eye to thy understanding, to where he will not lean to his understanding, but your understanding. And we bind and we rebuke the frustration, Father God, that he will not be frustrated about anything. But Father God, we loosen his mind. Father God, we come against doubt in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask that you loosen peace in that household. Strengthen him, Father God. Strengthen his marriage. Strengthen his household. Strengthen his son. In the name of Yahshua, give him peace, Father God. And put the order back in that household, Father God. It's like they're moving away from you, Father God. They have moved away from you, but I speak that they draw not unto you. That you are they supply, you are they help, that they will come back, come back, not draw back, but come back.
Yes, God.
They begin to draw more closer to you, even with the trials and tribulations. In the name of Jesus, and things going to turn. You're going to restore, and you're going to reset their household. So I thank you, Father God, but they need to return back to their first love. They need to return to you, Father God. You ain't forgot about them.
Lord.
You ain't forgot about them at all. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
So, yes, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, Father God, I just cover that marriage, Father God. Father God, you are. I just ask that you cover that marriage, Father God. We come against strife. We come against organ. You know, we take authority over. We bind and rebuke the deception. We bind and we rebuke the spirit of destruction off of this marriage in the name of Yahshua.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
So we loosen your peace and your love over them, him and his wife.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you,
thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's just go back to the word, his grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient.
Amen.
His grace go a long way. His grace go into our marriage, our home. His grace is sufficient. When we are weak, he bring that peace. He bring that upon us. So we thank you, Father God. Well, God bless you and keep praying for him. Just give it to him and just celebrate. But I just pray that things will be stirred up and that both of their lives, they're going to have to reach out to God for their self as well. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, and God bless you, and have a wonderful night.
Oh,
and
God
thank
bless
you always for your ministry. God bless you.
All right. Thank you. You have a blessed weekend.
Amen. You too.
Amen. All right. 754-240. This is Sister LaShawn. Miss, who's calling? Where you calling from?
Hey, Sister LaShawn. This is Donald. Donald from Miami.
Well, well, well. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Been a while. Haven't talked to Sister LaShawn.
Let me call in today.
Talk to my girl.
Well, I'm glad you called. I'm glad you called. How the family doing?
Everybody's good. Everybody's healthy, you know, productive. So I can't complain.
Amen.
So it's good. Everybody's good. They keep us busy. Keep us on our toes.
I bet they do. I bet they do. I bet they do. Well, is there a special prayer request you have? Or?
No, I didn't really have one necessarily. I was just, you know, as soon as, you know, you were doing the show tonight, I just said, man, don't call in, man. And so I didn't really have anything in particular. But, you know, whatever God brings to you, man, you know.
Well, Father God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for your son. I don't know. This is weird, and maybe you can help me with this, but I see a linebacker. A linebacker. I don't know why I hear that. I don't know. You like football? What is a linebacker? What do they do? That's what I hear.
That's a position. That's a position like on football. They play defense. Uh-huh. But it's like I guess they call him like the quarterback of the defense. Like he's the one who's he's watching, you know, watching he knows like the plays of the opponent, and he's like sort of telling the guys on the field, hey, watch out for this guy, watch out for that guy. You know, he's sort of like directing them a little bit.
Wow,
like
that's what
position.
I just heard, a linebacker. I just heard that, a linebacker. Wow. I just heard.
I never played it.
I'm like a linebacker. Well, that must be what he uses. So you said they watch, they know the plays of the opponent, and he's telling them to watch out. Okay, okay. Well, that's what I'm hearing, a linebacker.
Okay.
So that's much what I don't know if he's going to use you for the youth. You're going to be a linebacker. That's just what I heard. Like, what? That's football.
But I know I'm not going to play. I don't want to get hit.
I mean, do they protect the quarterback or what?
No. They're the one who try to attack the quarterback. But he's, he's calling out, like, schemes and things of, you know, like if the other team is running a play, he sort of he's watching them, and he's supposed to be knowledgeable, like, you know, in the other team offense and things like that. So he's helping, like, he's, like, directing the whole defense and telling them what to do.
Well, there you go. That's what I hear. A linebacker. That's what I hear it just like that. I hear it just like that. Wow. My God. I guess that's going to be your new assignment to watch and give people, Jesus, give him more clarification on that. That's just what I heard. A linebacker. When you got, I'm like, a linebacker? That's football. But you know, hey, that's how good God is. So I don't know nothing about no football because I don't watch football. So, wow.
But I definitely asked God for clarification. That's interesting. I verification. How you want to use me, you know.
Mm-hmm. My God. So, Father God, I thank you for that word, because that seemed like you watching the enemy. You telling the your family and those who he's going to give you responsible, you know, who you're going to be responsible to teach and to guide and to minister. You're going to tell them, hey, this is what's coming. You know, watch out for your left side. I don't know where the linebacker be at. I don't know, but I just heard linebacker. That's just what I heard for you. And you say he go after the quarterback.
Yeah, they try to attack the quarterback. But it's like he's like the leader of the field, the leader of the defense.
Wow. I think that's awesome. So, Father God, I thank you for that word. And I just ask you that you give them clarification, because that's just what I say. I just heard. And it's like it's a huge, like it's just, it's what I see is he's domineering the field. So it must be better. I guess God watch football. I don't know. You're just amazed.
Maybe I need to watch more football.
I don't watch football, but that's what I hear. Something. I mean, God is sending the front runners out, and I'm telling you, the snappers and the call of duty, and I'm like a linebacker. That's football.
Yeah. In fact, I was Googling. Yeah. Job. Maybe they have a better way of saying it than I do. It's a member of the defense team. Three to five times. For what I know, they call it the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The defense, meaning like they're like the leader. They know. They're pointing out.
So it say the main job of a linebacker in football is to stop the run. And it got this big old thing, go Google, it say stop the run. That's what it says.
Yeah.
So the Father gonna use you to stop a lot of stuff that the enemy. He's gonna use you to stop it as a linebacker. That's what I say. What that's football. You want me to say that? Well, that's what he's going to use you. And this next season, he's going to line you up, and you're going to be defending. You're going to stop the runs. You're going to stop the play of the enemy. And every then he's going to open your eyes to see from the left and the right. You're going to see the plays. You're going to see, and you're going to stop it. I don't know how he's going to use you to stop it with your word, your mouth, how he's going to move your feet to stop. I don't know how he's going to do it, but that's what I heard, and I'm just asking that you will seek God on it. He's going to give you more deep revelation and clarification on this. Then I'm like, I don't know nothing about no football. He never gave me that for anybody.
I'll take it. God saying something, I'll take it and listen to what he's saying and trying to, wait for the next nugget that he's giving.
Wow, but if you go Google it, what I see in big bold writing, stop the run.
Okay, so it's like something coming, but it's like
here it comes, because you know the enemy will run over the instant. Run over the weak. He will run over those who are weak and vulnerable. He is start to tear them down to them off their, no, to knock them off their feet. That's his job, to run, slap over them. Mm. Oh, the linebacker stop the run. My God, linebacker in the ministry. More, I don't know if you want to put that on a t-shirt, but I'm telling you, I just put that and I seen that. Boy, I don't know if you got some muscles or what it is, but you must be strong.
I got spiritual muscles.
I don't know what it is. You must have been through something that the enemy could knock you down, but I'm telling you,
amen.
I just heard lime. Wow.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it's a big old, they say, stop the run. Stop the run. R-U-N. Biggest ball. You Google it. That's why I see standing out. Stop it. You have the authority. Authority has been given unto you. When the enemy trying to come in like a flood, God and I already lift the standard. But then we here to fight for the innocent. We there to stand up for the innocent, like the innocent children that cannot fight for themselves. Even, you know, the enemy get in their mind, try to commit suicide. I don't know how he's going to use you to stop the run, to stop the enemy from coming to the other side, to knock down the ones that he's going to give assignment to you. But I tell you what, I take that word and word well.
Amen. I receive. Stop the run.
And say a lot better job in football is to stop the offense running attack. Come on.
Mm.
You go look. I'm looking. Wow. Hmm. And they say a linebacker have multiple jobs. So he was going to trust you.
He watching
everything. Because I'm just looking at everything. Because I'm telling you, I don't know nothing about no football. I'm just reading
like
what
they say. Trying to do, he's trying to do a trick.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one who's pointing it out. And he's like, hey, watch out for this. Watch out for that. Watch out for this.
And that's what you right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Take whatever God has, you know, to honor it and do exactly how you want me to do it.
Okay, I'm still reading. It say they first place should recognize the offense play. You was right. He recognized they play. The linebacker is depending on what the play is called. The linebacker have multiple jobs. The main one begins to stop the running back for getting past the defensive line, attacking the quarterback, and helping defend against passing attempts. See, this stuff right here is deep. The linebacker should be very strong. It should be a very strong defender.
Mm. Yeah, sure.
But look what it said, but not too large in size.
Yeah, sometimes they be short.
Mm-hmm.
Just, they be they're intelligent. Like if it's
that's what it's saying, right? And their instinct, should be strong.
Yeah, and most more because they're like three different linebackers. I would say like the middle. They call them like the middle linebacker. Like the middle linebacker, they're usually want to say like they smart. They know. They know the other team offense, or they should know, because they should really study the other team offense. So they see, they know what's coming down. Giving that down there.
Right. And look what else they say, Brother Donna. They instinct should be strong because they have have to react to their opponent move in just a literate of seconds.
That was movement. They're doing movements. They're moving around the offense, and he his eyes is all over. He's going back and forth. Watching. And he's making the decision. Like he could switch up the defense. Like whatever they want to play, he'll switch it up while they're on the field. Like depending on what the offense is doing. You know, if he notices something with the offense, he'll switch up the plays. He'll call whatever plays for the people on defense.
Mm-hmm.
They'll switch up whatever they're about to do just so they could adjust to what the offense is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what he has a lot of competition.
Well, there you go. I'm saying I learned something today because I'm like, what? A linebacker? I'm hearing it. I'm like, it's football. I'm like,
I know you didn't think you were going to talking about linebackers.
I'm like, well, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say it. But when you read, I'm telling you, that's what I keep telling people. God send a word. He's going to prophesy and send a word, things unusual, uncommon. And I'm telling you that the linebacker have a important job to do on the field. Well, we all, some of us have to be on the front line, on the field, to battle. Come on. We're on the battlefield. So, there you go. I'm telling you, that teacher, I'm a linebacker in a linebacker for the Lord. Linebacker. Ministry of the Lord.
Ponder on it, study.
Yeah. And he's gonna give it more clear to you because I'm like, wow, I'm learning some football right now. I'm telling you, we are all called to do something. There's different calling, and I guess that's just the way how he know how to speak to you. I don't know. I'm just saying. So, Father God, I just thank you for that word, Father God, and I just ask that you would take your deeper, to give him deep revelation on it, Father God, and give him every equipment that he needs from the helmet down to his shoes, Father God, that he needs to line up to be your lineman up on the field for those who are being knocked down and run over by the enemy. Father God, that you line him up, that this thing is not going to knock him down, but he's going to be quick on his feet. He's going to see the move of the enemy. He's going to see when he shifts to the left. He's going to see when he's trying to come around the corner. You're going to show him, Father God. And I think that's just an awesome word, a word that you've given your son tonight. So, Father God, I just pray the covering and, Father God, any attack that's trying to come against this word, Father God, we take authority over it. And, Father God, I thank you for protecting his family, his one, his children, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I just see that he's going to give you every equipment that you need to do this job in this upcoming season. Keep going forward. Keep going forward. Because I say this before, it's just time. It's just time. It don't matter how many people you are speaking to, as long as you're doing the work for God. Even I see you, I don't know why I'm hearing this, and I don't know if you've been around somebody that been trying to commit suicide or whatever this is, that he's going to use you to speak to them. Thank you, Father. And I just ask that you put your word into your son's mouth. That he will be led by your spirit. And Father God, I thank you for the word of knowledge in the name of Jesus. I don't know if you've been around somebody that's been depressed or been trying to commit suicide.
No one that I can identify right now.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. because sometimes people cover it up, you know.
Right, right. So, Father God, I just ask that you reveal it, and we bind and we rebuke that off of that person in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask that we sing your word that no weapon formed against their mind, Father God. We ask that you give them strength and give them peace, and Father God, we ask that you reveal it to your son, Father God. Let him be your mouthpiece, Father God. Put your word in him, Father God, and we see life and life of bundling around this person. We ask that you clothe them in righteousness, clothe them in your strength, clothe them, Father God, in peace, in the name of Yahshua. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. Is there anything else?
Yeah, I'll just say
I don't know, your phone is going down a little low.
Okay. No, I was saying if you could pray for Tanya.
Yes. Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Father God. We thank you for the book of Revelation, Oh, there's something in there for her that you want to reveal to her, the book of Revelation. So, Father God, I ask that you take that into deep into your word. But I hear the book of Revelation. I don't know if you mean to get in the book of Revelation or because there are some books of Revelation that he will begin to speak to us. It could be the Revelation in the book of John, Revelation in the book of Genesis, the Revelation. But I hear the book of Revelation. So, Father God, reveal the secret unto her, Father God, and let her know, Father God. Let her know. It's you. Take her into the deep, the book of Revelation. And, whew, my God. Is she around, or is she with the kids?
Yeah, actually, she was downstairs doing something.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay.
But you can speak with her.
Okay. Okay.
She's downstairs by herself.
It's okay. Is she busy? It's okay. Mhm.
No, she shouldn't be that busy. Oh, thank God.
Hey, how you doing,
Sister LaShawn?
I'm doing great. We were just praying over you and. You know, I see God taking you into a lot deeper in some books, but I hear the books of Revelation for you, book of Revelation. Like I say, I don't know if this is the Ashley book, but there's something in there he wants to reveal to you, but it's a book of Revelation. It could be the book of John, or you know, but it's a book of Revelation, and he wants to prepare you for that. In order for him to reveal the book of Revelation, he wants you to start seeking him more, get into the secret place with him more. And I'm telling you, sit with him for not just, I know it might be hard because you have the little children, but he's going to really open up books of Revelation to you. I don't know if that has already happened to you, but you want to go into the secret place with him with a pen and a paper because he's going to open and download some revelation unto you.
Amen.
And this is going to be revealed to you in the secret place with him. And it ain't going to be like 15, 20, 30 minutes. Really, you're going to really spend some time with him. And then when you come out, you're going to be like, what happened? Where was I at?
Yeah.
Don't be surprised, though. It's not a coincidence if you stay up and you can't sleep. It's to get up and say, Lord, what do you have me up for? Is there something you want to speak to me about? And just watch. You're going to come back with a testimony.
Amen. I know you prophesied that before, Sister LaShawn, and I put a notebook and a pen, and I put it right beside my bed. I said, God, whenever you're ready to reveal things to me, I'm ready. Because, you know, I think I told you before when we spoke before that, you know, sometimes God's revealed things to me through dreams, and there's dreams. Uh-huh. I have them. I remember all the details, but I never write them down. And you're not the only one that had said that. I had, you know, even my pastor one time, he said, when God gives you dreams, you got to cherish those things, you know, because he doesn't talk to anybody like that. You got to write those dreams down. And then, you know, I started doing that. But you said something tonight that I've been, you know, sometimes your spirit cries out to spend time with God. Like you said, you got the kids, you got the job, you're busy, and I've been praying about that. I said, God, I don't want to keep making those excuses. I just want to take some time, you know, just me and you. Because it used to be like that. It used to be, you know, even I'm in the car driving that little 15, 20 minutes drive. I just want to keep my spirit clear. You know, sometimes life, like I said, the kids and all of this, and you feel like you pulling away. You know, I still have God in mind, but as far as spending time, I haven't done that. So you saying that tonight, it is just telling me that I need to do it. I need to do it. And I know it's not the first time you said God has stuff to reveal to me. And I think sometimes when you're distracted, when you have so much going on, God speak in a still small voice. So if you always busy, you know, and I have that experience before. And you're so right, LaShawn. God always reveals things to me when I give him all my attention. And I've seen that happen. When I said, this is it, I'm taking a break, whether it's Facebook, whatever it is, phone, I'm just fasting from Facebook. And usually when I do that, that's when the dreams keep popping up. That's when the dreams keep coming. And I've been saying that. I said, I need some time. Yes, it's crazy. You know, I work in a school with kids. You come home with kids. It's just been so much, you know, with the two little babies. But I don't want to keep making excuses. I'm ready to hear from my dad. I gotta make that sacrifice.
Yeah. And I'm gonna tell you something. And I'm telling you, I used to have encounters. My father, you know, I know how it is when you marry and have kids, because I've been there. And when I used to go and take me baths, I'm telling you, I had encounter in that bathroom. That was my time with him.
Yeah,
I didn't see some stuff go dripping from the wall. I didn't see the Holy Spirit. I in that bathroom, and I said, that's weird. Wow. I used to think it was weird, but then it was other people in the church saying my time and where I feel God's presence is in my bathroom. And I said, oh. So I ain't the only one. It's other people like that. And I used to, it used to be in my car. I would, because I had to be at work at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I would get in that car, and I would start speaking to him and praying from the time I get in that car to the time I get on that job ground. And I'm telling you, I don't even know how I got to work. I can't remember if I got off the freeway, if I turned left, turned right. It had to be an angel drive me to work and from work, because I can't tell you. And he will begin to show vision right in front of my face.
Wow.
Say they trance. I remember I seen a head-on car wreck one time, you know, driving. In a vision, then it kind of startled me because it seemed so real, and I was like, "Oh my God, I got to pray I got to pray against this. I got to pray, take authority against this." And I remember calling my mom and said, "We need to cover the kids because I seen this car with head on." True enough, it happened. My niece and my son was in a car wreck, but we prayed. That's God reveals. He reveals so we can pray. He reveals so we can rebuke. He reveals so we can kind of put a stop to it, you know. So you could do it, because this time that I pulled up at the house and I didn't even get out the car, and I'm just praying, and before you know it, it was 2 hours went by. He will give you that time. If you hungry and thirsty for it, he will give you that time. It's coming.
Yes.
It's coming.
Amen. Amen.
So get ready.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Because I know how it is when you have a family with kids and a little. But he's gonna he's gonna balance it out. He's gonna just follow his lead, and he's gonna balance it out for you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
So just give ready to I just walk in expectation and thank him for freeing up your time because it's gonna happen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank y'all for calling in. I just want to share that with you, and don't give up. It's coming.
Thank you, Sister LaShawn. Amen. I'm ready.
Well, you take care. God bless you.
Thank you, sis. God bless you too.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
All right.
Hello.
That's who's calling. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Houston. This is Tasha. How are you?
Hi, Tasha. How are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Amen. Amen. Is this your first time calling?
No, ma'am. I talked to you before.
Well, okay. Well, there's a special prayer request you have, or?
Yes, ma'am. I need prayer for this lawsuit I'm going through. You know, I don't know the law, but my lawyer is working against me, and I need revelation on how to get this case off with God as being the higher power. Because, you know, Jesus came to fulfill the law, and I don't know the law, so I need his strength and guidance on that to show me how to get my case settled by the grace of God and pray for my son for prosperity for both of us because we're going through a hard time.
Well, you know that Bible verse, if God is for us, who can be against us? When you think people against us, that's when we really need to get into his word. That's when we need to write some words down and put it in our purse or whatever we carried around. It says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? That's in the book of Romans 8:31. And then they have a question mark. That means he asking you, well, if your Lord and Savior is for you, who can be against you? Can't no lawyer, can't no doctor, can't no anyone in your household that cannot be against you. And he tell us, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. These are Bible verses that you want to carry with you through this whole trial. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Make sure you stay on the right side of God. That's Isaiah 41:10. These are Bible verses you need in this season, in this hour. You need it. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He tell us not faint or grow weary. These are what's going to help you. His understanding is unsearchable. He give us power. He give power to the faint. Faint not, fret not. It's going to strengthen you. Father, I trust you. I trust you with this case. I don't know. I'm sure what the lawyer's doing. You are for me. Father God, you know the right time. You're going to show up in the right time. You are the judge. You are the Lord. hill. You are my help. That I'm going to keep looking to the hill which come my help. My help come from the Lord, not no man. So I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to step on out the way. You handle this. You see what's going on. You see what they doing to me. Sometimes God got to shake things up. Do you trust me or you trusting in them lawyers? Do you trust me or you trusting in man? See, that's people forget about that. Are you going to praise me when you think I ain't going to do it and show up? Sometimes he'll show up at the last minute. Are you still going to glorify me? I'm not saying me, LaShawn. I'm saying the Lord. Are you still going to glorify your heavenly Father? Are you still going to lift your voice up when things seem impossible? Or you still going to say, Lord, I trust you even though you slay me. Lord, I know you in control. Lord, I handle this. This is your case, not my case, but it's your case. So, Father God, I give it to you, and I give myself out the way. So, Father God, even when you read the Psalms 23, David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Okay, if he your shepherd, he's going to restore every soul. He's going to restore everything. He's going to leave you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So I declare that over you in this situation, that he leads you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake, that you would take your hands out of this case and give it to Yahweh and trust him that God will see this thing through. And see, you got to trust him. That's the faith. You know, don't be down. We were talking about that down Thomas. I'm not for to have a sleepless night. I ain't for to worry because, Father, I trust you. I trust you. You know what I need and you know what I don't need. Sometimes he could be healing it up. Uh-oh. Sometimes he could be healing stuff up to add interest. You better catch it. You better catch it.
Amen.
So, Father God, we just pray over your daughter. Father God, we take all the worry. Father God, we just put this in your hand. Even her son, Father God, you seize it all, Father God. It's on your time and your season. Father God, true healing and deliverance shall come unto him, Father God. Father God, you shall lead him into the right path of righteousness. Father God, he shall be the head and not the tail. Father God, he shall be above and not beneath. Father God, he is a child of God. And Father God, we know, you know when to step in at the right time and the right season. We just speak that he will line up with your will and that he will walk in obedience, Father God. In the right time and the right season, you're going to turn that situation around. You're going to restore him, Father God. He shall have peace in his soul. He shall be in good health as well as his soul. So, Father God, I thank you for what you're doing with this family. I thank you how you're restoring. Father God, I thank you, Father God, that you're going to touch the finance. You're going to touch the heart of the people in the name of Jesus. Just wait up on the Lord. That's it. Wait up on him. Wait up on the Lord.
And he will renew our strength. He will mind us like anything.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and can I also have prayer for God to just give me my purpose and my guidance for me and him to know the way that we should go, you know? Give us a direction.
Father God, I just, and that go back to me, not to your understanding, but the understanding of him. Lean not to your understanding, thy understanding, but lead to his understanding. Once you lean to his understanding, he's going to direct your path.
Yes, ma'am.
And go back in the path of righteousness.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
So when you learn of him, he say, learn of me and my ways. seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness.
And everything you want to be added unto you in Jesus.
Come on, come on. You already know all of this.
Delight yourself in the
Lord
with all of your heart.
There you go.
And
you already know it.
Understanding.
So trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your unto thy own understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Not to thy understanding. When you start leaning, it's not going to feel good. It's going to feel uncomfortable because you don't know. You don't know what's behind the door. You don't know what he's leading you to. That's where you got to get out that boat and trust him. So you have to hold on to his unshakable hand and lean not to your understanding, but lean to his understanding. So he's going to direct that path. The word, God, give us the word. We just got to walk. We have to walk, and we have to trust him. There are some things we don't have to pray because that's his promise. If you stop fix everything on your own and stop getting in my way, well, if you're going to keep getting in your way, he's just going to sit back and say, okay, I'm just going to say it like this. He's going to be saying, okay, I'm saying it the way LaShawn said now. I ain't saying God saying it. Okay, you want like Burger King, have it your way. So you got to give things to him, and we don't know it. Things that scare us, the unknown scare some people. They fear the unknown. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. In all thy way, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That is Proverbs 3:5-6. Well, Father God, if I trust you, you saying if I trust you, because we know the book of Proverbs is a book of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You saying if I trust you, I don't have to worry because you're going to direct my path. If I trust in the Lord with all thy heart, all thy understanding, and lean not unto thy understanding and all thy ways, knowledge you. That's just a promise. You're going to direct my path. So let me examine myself. Is I'm doing things on my own? Am I in your way? When you're trying to shut the door and I'm trying to keep it open? I'm selfish and I want things my way. Am I in your way? See, that go back to examining yourself. Father God, help your daughter. Help her daughter to lean to your understanding. Help her, Father God, to get everything over to you. Her Father God, that she trusts you with all thy heart and she acknowledge all your ways, and then you're going to direct her path. So, Father God, that's a promise in your word. And so, Father God, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank you, sister, for the prayer. And the wisdom and knowledge that you gave me. Yeah, I've been in Proverbs, and you told me a while back to read Proverbs. I done read it once, and I'm going to keep on reading it over and over
read
again.
Read it, yeah.
So I can get that wisdom and understanding so it can speak into my soul and my spirit.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, the more you read, the more wisdom and knowledge you can get.
That's
from
right.
me. So, you know, and I need to get out of his way and let him do his will. Let his will be done on earth as it is in heaven and not my will. So, yeah, I'm definitely in the word of Proverbs reading it. And like you said, and I read it and I write it down.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
There you go. So just keep crying that word around your neck and thy heart.
Yeah, I hide it on the table of my heart in Jesus' name. Yes, ma'am. Happy Mother's Day. You stay blessed and stay prayed up. And keep me and my son in your prayers and keep us directed in the word of God, and God will lead us and guide us. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Thank you for calling
me. Stay blessed, my sister. Okay.
All right.
You
thank you. Bye. 908-305. This is Sister LaShawn Manson's calling. Where are you calling from?
LaShawn. Hi, LaShawn. This is Carol from New Jersey. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's all well. How you doing?
I am doing well, too, so I just wanted some extra prayers, that's all.
Is there a special prayer request or anything?
I am just actually praying that, this week that God opens up doors for my finances and for just actually surrendering all to the Lord. So it's been, I'm just praying about that I can follow through on that. Yep.
You know, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. I thank you for your daughter. Father God, I thank you for what you're doing, Father God. And Father God, this just back at the word, your grace is sufficient. Your grace is sufficient. I just keep hearing that tonight. His grace is sufficient, even in the time of weakness. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Father God, thank you for giving her a new mindset. Thank you for restoring her. Thank you for reviving her. Father God, thank you, Father God, that you're going to place her feet on solid ground. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God. Father God, I thank you. Even though sometimes we'll miss things, because back to what I was saying, lean not to your understanding. When we begin to lean to our understanding, because just me, I have missed it. I have not always got it right. I missed something. Even though we miss some things because we lean to our own understanding, our God is so mercy and he's so grateful. You know, he just loves us. He don't hold anything against us. When we meet it, okay, God, I messed it up. You gave it to me, and I messed it up. You gave it to me, and I was walking. I just was walking in rebellion. I was walking in stubborn and selfish. Forgive me, repent, and leave it alone, and keep going. Sometimes he'll give us another chance to get it right. We got to recognize when we have another chance to get it right. We repent and keep it moving because, you know, we pray, Lord, I messed it up. I messed it up. Father God, forgive me. I was no good steward over money. I was not good handling that. I just wasn't good being a friendship. I wasn't good at that. Father God, you have been dealing with me. You cleaning me up. You molding me. This time, I'm going to get it right. You show me because I'm going to lean to your understanding, not my understanding. So I see he's giving you a makeover. He's giving you that other chance to even walk through the door. Whatever door he has for you, he wants you to walk on through it. And don't lean to your understanding. Just walk through it. And sometimes we got to walk through the door quiet. Quiet. Quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Not
That's
saying
right.
anything, but trusting him. Don't even say nothing. So I see him doing that with you. So receive it. Relax, receive it, and trust him. He know what you need in this perfect time. What you need. He know how to protect you. He know how to give it. He know how to snatch it away. He knows. He's God Almighty. So just trust the process. So that's what I have for you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Appreciate your prayers.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, sister.
You have a blessed weekend.
You too. Thank you so much. God bless you for all you do. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, 251-342. This is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. Where are you calling from?
This is Latrice calling from Alabama.
Hey, Latrice, how you doing?
It is well in spite of. It is well.
Amen.
in prayer.
Okay, give me a second.
It is prayer.
Okay, give me a second. I'm chasing somebody. Okay, Sister Latrice, it is well. How you doing?
Hey, man, it's well.
It sounds like you just woke up.
Huh? I took that nap and rolled over. I was like, oh, my God. So it is well.
We need that nap. We need them naps.
Okay.
I'm saying, I took me a nap before I got in. I rest. I took me a nap. I've been resting good. God is good. We need that rest. We need a nap. Thank you, Father.
Oh, yeah.
Father God, I just thank you for what you're doing with your daughter, Latrice, Father God. Oh, Father God, you love her heart. You love the passion of her heart. You didn't hear her heart cry out for others, Father God. Oh, Father God, you have heard her prayers, and I thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the peace that you have around her. I thank you for the protection that you have around her and her family. Father God, protecting her as she go up and down the highways and byways, protecting her at her school, Father God. Father God, even if she don't know, people are paying attention to you. People are paying attention to you. I don't know why I'm saying it like that. Not only people, the eyes is upon you. The eyes is upon the trees. And they are watching. And God always eyes upon you. And you shall rise and shine in this season. And this hour is a watch upon you. A watch. Watch how you, you know, it's like it's watching how you carry yourself. Watching how you handle people. Watching even how you pray. Praying, and this is a good watch. Even those around you are watching you. You know, some people watch you to see if you're going to slip and mess up. But God going to keep you in that perfect will. I don't know why I've just seen that. But people are watching. There's eyes watching. Just like the word tells us, God's eyes go to and from this earth. Well, you better understand there's eyes watching us all the time. There are people watching us to see if we're going to slip up and mess up. That's what they want to say. Mm-hmm, I told y'all she want too good as you. She, uh-huh, so I told you. She holy die now, but look at her over there acting up. But God watching you too. Just like he watching you, he's going to protect you. He's going to protect you from the evildoer. Fret not. The evildoer, God, got his eyes on you. Got his eyes on you. He's going to reward. He's going to reward you how you handle people. He's going to reward you how you pray for them. He's going to reward you when you say, God, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. He's going to reward you for that, Sister Latrice.
Amen.
Yeah, he's watching. He's watching. As they watch you, and he's going to reward you.
Amen. It is real.
So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for watching over your daughter. I thank you for watching over her family. Father God, I thank you for the greater rewards come from you. Father God, let the land be released. Let the land be released. Let the land be released. Give it to her, Father. I see some land. You about to inherit some land. I don't know if you've been looking for some land, but I see you about to inherit some land.
Oh, God.
So there
Thank
you go. I don't know if you've been looking. You've been scoping some land, but you shall receive it.
Go, God. Hallelujah.
There you go. So we thank you for the land, and our Father God secured that land. You know exactly where that land needs to be. You know the spot. I don't know. I've been watching or looking at land or want the land, but he knows the perfect spot. So, Father God, I thank you for blessing that land. And, Father God, you know, I heard somebody say today they have seen people buy a house for a dollar. They was praying. They say, I've seen more than one time people bought a house for a dollar. So I'm saying for myself, because, you know, this me. Well, Father, you did it for them. I want a house for a dollar. I want a land for a dollar. So I declare and decree, let it come forth. You did it, and I'm telling you, by hearing people telling testimony, saying, I ain't paid rent for 18 months. I said, well, you did it for them, so I don't want to pay rent. And I'm telling you, he did it, y'all. He did it. He did it. So, Father, you do it for them. I got clean hands. I got pure heart. You did it for them. I want to see you do it for me. So if you gave them a land, or you gave them a home for a dollar, well, I want one. Either give it to me for a dollar, give it to me for zero. Oh, that's what you got. That's the type of faith. If he do it for one, he's going to do it for you. And so you got to speak it in the atmosphere. You got to go to your Father. Well, Father, I hear it, but I want to see it. Do it for me. Like I told y'all earlier, you got to tell the Father the certain type of prayer. You did it for Thomas. You do it for my son. You do it for my family. The same God that they serve is the same God that I serve. You don't have a respect of a person. So if you gave land and home for a dollar, or you gave away free cars, let it be so in my life. Who am I talking to tonight? I better start claiming.
Hallelujah.
I ain't saying do the claim again like they said, but you better believe it.
Oh, yeah. I'm a witness. It can't be done.
Well, Father, I heard about they got kings out there, and I believe, yeah, I believe they do got kings out there. I want to meet a king. I ain't never met a king. I want to meet a king. I want to meet the millionaires and trillionaires. So come on. Why do you think you ain't worthy? Come on.
Come on, Jesus.
This ain't boasting, but come on. You got to change your mindset. And this is why I say the wealth is coming. He's going to teach people how to help that mindset.
Oh, yeah.
Land for people. The land has been preserved for his righteous one, and he's going to release it. We're telling you to go invest. Go invest. He will blow your mind. He's going to blow some of your mind. But you got to move. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, don't want to leave here and somebody been to prophesy to you, and this prophecy is over 20-some years ago, and you still don't got the land. And come on now, you got to move. Well, Father, you direct myself. Well, I'm going to go out here and look for the land, because eventually I'm going to stumble on the land. You're going to let me know this is the spot. This is where you need to be.
Okay. Amen.
It's not going to come to you. You got to go out there and do your work. Amen, Sister Latrice. I don't know.
Yes.
It might not be for, you know, that's for somebody else, too.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do the work, y'all. We got to do the work.
I said it is coming.
Amen.
Don't know if I want to have a house built or buy a house that's already built, but it's definitely on the way.
You know what you need. Because if you tell if you tell the Lord, this is for your kingdom, give me something where I can help your kingdom. I want to say, he might give you a Lord, what I was trying to say one day, he might give you the land so you can start your own farming. Oh, somebody better catch that.
That's a given.
Come on. Somebody better catch that. He might give you a land so you can start your own farming.
Haven't had a dollar house, but I have $1,000 house, and I'm currently living in it.
Amen.
And
It's a 5-bedroom house at that. God is good.
See, y'all just heard it. She got to have $4,000. That's what I'm trying to say. You think he won't still do it? He's in the business. He's the businessman.
I've seen him do it.
Amen.
Out land for little or nothing. So I'm a witness he can do it.
Amen.
And we do tell the Lord, thank you. In spite of, because it's definitely on the way.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, it is on the way.
Well, we thank you, Latrice, because I'm telling you, he's watching you, and he's going to reward you.
Oh, yeah, and I can't wait to tell it. And I believe that someone is going to see a new car in my life.
Amen.
And I receive it unto myself.
Amen. Let it be so, Father God. Let it come. Let it come. I receive it for myself. Amen.
It's coming. He told me before, and I was like, well, Lord, I saw a car in my driveway, and it's an older car, but I said, it looks like it's new, and God brought that car to me. Then I saw another car in my driveway, and I was like, Lord, this looks like a new car. And he has brought that car to me. And now I see one that was seeded into my life.
Mm-hmm.
It shall come. Because I believe you exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask for.
Amen.
For the power that's working in us.
Yes,
so I believe.
But there you go.
Prophesied a house that all I have to do is walk in, and it'll be just like the person decorated the house for me.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting to give that testimony.
Amen.
Because I believe what he said, and he's the same God.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Father God.
We
believe.
Thank you praying for me, and I decree the blessings of the Lord on you. And may he continue to make you rich and add no sorrow to it. And that you have a boomerang blessing.
Thank you, Father.
Let it come back to you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
So it is.
Amen. Thank you, Father. I'll receive it. Thank you, sister. And we shall talk again. Thank you. You have a blessed weekend. Happy Mother's Day. Amen. All right. Good night. Amen. 334-590. This is Super LaShawn. This is calling. And where you calling from?
All right. It's Jayla.
Hey, Jayla. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am blessed. I am great. I am great. Is there a special prayer request that you have?
No, I don't.
Well, Father God, we just thank you for your daughter, Jayla, Father God. We thank Father God, for what you're doing in our life, Father God. We thank you for more and more and more, more revelation, more understanding, more wisdom. Father God, even your more love, more love. Father God, we thank you for ordering her footsteps. Father God, we thank you for calming the storm, Father God. We thank you for that peace that passes understanding. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for giving her rest, Father God, when her mind continue to go on and on and on, but you're resting her soul, you're resting her mind. So Father God, we thank you for the finished work, the finished assignment, even finishing her school, finished, Father God, that she will finish it with greatness. Father God, I thank you for clothing her with greatness, that you, God, is clothing you with greatness. I don't know if you do so much, or you weigh yourself down with so much, but God is going to clothe you with greatness. Greatness. Mm-hmm. Greatness is who he is, and that greatness is who you're going to be. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for the greatness, that everything is going to be good. It's going to be well. He's going to be pleased with it. Just continue to, you know, lean to his understanding, but he's going to close you with greatness.
Amen.
Yes. So, Father God, I thank you, Father God, for that. And, you know, you don't got nothing to worry about. You don't got nothing to worry about. So I'm trying to see something in the Bible. Give me a second. I'm trying to look something. It's just like that Bible verse says, that all things work together for the good for those who love God. That's part of that great, that's part of that greatness too. And that's we know that's in Romans 8:28, that all things gonna work together for the good, because when we love God, all things gonna work together for your good. That is part of the greatness of the Lord, his greatness. When you begin to seek him and praise him and say, Lord, take this over, this is too much for me to bear, he's going to give you that clothing of greatness. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to try too hard. It's, he's going to give you that peace when he give you that. He give you the strength. He strengthen you. Because the greatness is coming from him. Even when you worship him with a cry, he's going to clothe. It's like a greatness that's going to be coming up on you.
Amen.
Yeah. So even if say greatness belongs to those who do, the greatness belongs to those who serve God, those who love God. His hands is unshakable. He's going to be there for you. Great is our Lord, and greatness to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. That is in Proverbs 5:23.
Okay.
So that's what I see him doing with you, greatness, say greatness. Those should increase in my greatness and the comfort me on every side. God is going to give you that peace. He's going to give you that rest. He's going to clothe you. And I mean, it's just going to be a great thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great thing for you. So that's what I go read about his greatness.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's what I see him doing with you. So, Father God, I just thank you for that, because that's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing to get in that place with him, that he will clothe. I thank you for clothing her, Father God, and clothe her with the garment of worship, Father God. Oh, Father God, in the troubled water, I ask that you stir up the troubled water that's in her life, Father God. Let her continue to drink from the cup that's in your hand and fill her with that greatness, Father God, because you're a great God. You're a perfect God. So, Father God, she's going to know the greatness of you. Even when her worship, she's going to know the greatness of you, the greatness of your right hand. And, Father God, when she prays you, she's going to praise you. And excellent to know that you are great. You are great. You are who you say you are. And Father God, let her not forget it. Let her not stray away from it. Father God, even everything she touches is going to be with greatness. And it's going to be with your mercy, grateful, and your merciful. You know, that's going to fill her up. And I thank you, Father God. Let it be surround her with your gratefulness, with surround her, Father God, her heart. And Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Is there anything else?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed night, a blessed weekend.
Thank you. Same to you.
Oh, thank you. So sweet. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night. Okay.
Hello.
831-596. This is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. And where you calling from?
Hey, Prophet Cupid. It's Noelle in California. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm feeling good. You know, I'm listening. I've enjoyed you all night. You know, I'm just wanting to thank God and praise him for all his goodness. And I'm wanting to ask for prayer for breakthroughs from anything hindering, holding back what God has for me and the blessings and the breakthroughs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I pray.
Okay. Well, give me a second right quick. Somebody was texting. Let me see what they saying. Okay, somebody say they had their hands up. They must got this connected. I don't see them. Okay, all righty. Okay, Noelle, it's been a while since we heard from you. So, Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Father God. We thank you for the breakthrough, Father God. We thank you for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father God. We thank you for giving her that good steward over, good steward, Father God. Let us be good steward over the finance. Give her the wisdom. We have to have the wisdom and knowledge when these breakthroughs come through. We have to have knowledge and we have to have wisdom. And so, Father God, I ask that you give to whatever is going to be the release that you are releasing in her life, Father God, finance release, Father God, that she will have the wisdom and knowledge to be a good steward over it. In the name of Yahshua, Father God. And Father God, I thank you. I just heard something sweeping away, like it swept away. I heard swept away. Swept away. Thank you, Father God. So, Father God, I don't know. So, Father God, it's like a swept, like I heard swept away. He's sweeping away, or some have been swept away. I don't know if you've been through something, but it has been swept away. You don't have to worry about that no more because it has been swept away. He swept it away. And what he has swept away, don't go back and put it back. Let it go and don't be swept away. Let him sweep it away. I don't know if you know what this about. You don't have to say anything unless you're led to say something. But I just heard it was something that he swept, and this thing got swept. real quick. He had to move it. It had to be moved. It had to be moved. And it's like he swept it away from in your life. He swept it away from around you. And you know, and this is information to you because this is something that the Lord did.
Yeah.
I just heard something was swept away from you.
Thank you,
and
God.
This is something he did. This is something he did.
Yeah.
So you know this is your confirmation. He did that.
Yes.
He did.
Thank you, God.
So whatever he swept away, let it don't be swept right on down that river. Let it stay wherever it needs
Amen.
To stay. In order
Amen.
For you to go through your breakthrough, let it go. Don't go chasing now.
Amen. Yeah.
And don't go back and try to put it back. It's like it was so. I'm telling you, this thing was swept. It was so quick. It was just you. Were like, what did
Thank
I do?
God.
What happened? What did I think you? I don't know. You might have a better. I'm just saying what I see.
Thank you, God.
But he swept that away. So,
Amen.
Father God, if there's anything else in her life that you need to sweep Amen. Away, then do it in this season, do it in this
Amen.
Hour. In order for
Amen.
Her to walk in her breakthrough, in order for her to
Amen.
Go cross on over to the finish line, because whatever this
Amen.
Was, you couldn't get to the finish line.
Amen.
So thank him. Yes. Amen. Thank him for it. And let this be a new beginning. Let this be a
Amen.
New beginning for you. And in this new beginning, word very well. Don't look back. It could have, should have. Leave that alone.
Amen.
It's like he swept, you got a clean slate.
Amen.
So embrace it and walk in it. And that's where you're going to get your breakthrough.
Amen.
Sometimes
Amen.
You got to. Now, go ahead.
I was just going to say that that's how I pray. You know, when you were praying for the wisdom to go with it,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
the knowledge, that's how
mm-hmm.
I pray. You know,
mm-hmm.
and when I ask God, you know, for the next step, for the breakthrough, you know, I always try to ask for the wisdom to go with it because
mm-hmm.
I feel like
mm-hmm.
it's a new level. You know, it's a new place. And
mm-hmm.
I don't want to go there without his grace, right? Without his wisdom
mm-hmm.
and to not handle it right. And as far as being swept away yesterday, last night, while Randy was on,
mm-hmm.
and he was praying about, you know, the communion, but he was praying about condemnation.
Mm-hmm.
And I had such a breakthrough last night. And I never realized that condemnation was keeping me from receiving what God had for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I believed it for other people, you know? But there was like that 1% that felt like it wasn't for me, you know, and it was
mm-hmm.
really a breakthrough
mm-hmm.
last night. And so when you kept saying swept away, I'm like, it was swept away last night. It was swept away. It was such a
mm-hmm.
breakthrough. It was such a revelation. And so I'm just so thankful for it. And I praise God. And as far as what's next and the breakthroughs, amen. I mean,
mm-hmm.
his wisdom and his grace on it and removing. And maybe the condemnation
mm-hmm.
was what was, you know, had to be removed for the next step, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thankful. I mean, God's been so good to me. In spite of, like, things I'm going through, God's been faithful. And
mm-hmm.
I just praise God, and I'm so thankful for that.
Amen. Well, like I said, let him sweep. Sometimes, you know, even in the Bible say he released the broom of destruction, his broom of destruction. He'll sweep some things away. It needs to be swept. It needs a washing. It's a cleansing in this season. It's a pour now. And so let him wash you. Let him clean. The guilt, shame, and condemnation need to be swept. Need to be clean. Because there's no guilt, shame, and condemnation. You can't do that and take communion. So it let him sweep and wipe everything, wipe it. When he washed the disciples' feet, remember they was arguing about who is the greatest. They didn't even understand what Jesus was Even when Paul said, Peter saying, "No, don't wash my feet, wash my head, wash my hands and everything." So,
well, you know, there's mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, it's almost an antichrist type of spirit mm-hmm. that would condemn you and keep mm-hmm. you from receiving what Christ has, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that condemnation was keeping me, I mean, I would pray during the communion every Thursday, right? But I didn't mm-hmm. participate. And I just felt like, you know, praying was as much as I could do, receiving, not so much for me. For others, yes, but not so much for me.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, there was such a breakthrough on that. I mean, the way Randy explained it, you know? And
mm-hmm.
I thought, my God, you know, being released from condemnation, I mean, it was, I mean, I was having a revival.
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I realized that from receiving what I needed to receive to be
mm-hmm.
released from that condemnation, you know? And the enemy's pretty slick, you know? And so I think that was the sweeping away.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I feel like in that sweeping away, you know, I'm, you know, it's clearing the path, like you said, and I'm just counting on God for the breakthrough and for the next level and for opening the doors and, you know, keeping me protected in it, you know?
Amen.
Amen.
Well, yeah, God, no guilt, shame, and condemnation, even, it let us know who is worthy. Even in heaven, they say, who is even worthy to open the scroll? So if they say, who is worthy to even open the seal? Who is worthy on the earth? Are we worthy? So, you know, that's the good thing in how God loves us so much that he wants us, as Paul tells us, to examine ourselves every day and die the flesh every day. Even when you want to do good, you know, he's round lurking. Even when you want to do good, evil always knocking at that door. And he always want to bring up your past to bring the guilt, shame, and condemnation. But God, Jesus said, I came to give life and give life abundantly.
Well, even, amen. And even in, like with that condemnation, it wasn't, you know, I had, you know, been injured and hurt, you know, like at a
mm-hmm.
very deep level. And it was a betrayal. And
mm-hmm.
so condemnation was more my feelings that were, you know, that would get messy at times, even though I'd pray
mm-hmm.
for them and forgive them. You know, at times it hurt so bad, and at times it was messy for me, just, you know, internally. And so that condemnation was keeping me from the healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it was just, it, you know, and so I looked at, last night when I saw that, I thought, oh, my God, you know, it's for me, too. You know, it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, I could believe it for others, but I just didn't believe it for me. And
yeah.
And I received it, you know, and so, you know, I'm just so grateful to God and just how precious he is and his, you know, his mercies and grace, and I've been a receiver of it, and I'm really thankful for it. But I thank you for, I have been listening, even though I haven't hit one, you know, on Friday nights,
mm-hmm.
I've been calling in, been a lurker.
Oh. Well, thank
so it's
you.
Been a few weeks since we talked. Yeah, it's been a few weeks since we talked,
mm-hmm.
but I've appreciated you being on here on a Friday night, you know, and
oh.
Hearing you pray. And I'm blessed by it. And thank you so much for praying for me tonight. And God bless you and all his best.
God bless you. You have a blessed weekend. And thank you for calling. Like I said, whatever he didn't wipe away, let him stay away. And just follow
Amen.
Him. Just follow him and let him love on you. And he's going to do
Amen.
It to break you. The breakthrough going to come within that.
Amen.
In his love and his peace and his grace.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Have a blessed weekend. All right.
God bless you. You have a blessed weekend too. Thank you so much.
Thank
I appreciate you.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you. God bless you. Well, we don't have any other callers with their hands up, so I guess I'll be okay. This is a good time. I just want to thank everyone for calling in tonight, and I just keep hearing word God grace go a long ways. His grace come into your home. God grace is sufficient in the time of our weakness, and I tell you, His mercy, His grace. His mercy and His grace, oh my God, it go a long way. And I just want to pray over those who lost loved ones, you know, those that's in the hospital. I'm telling you, God is going to use some of us mighty, the healing anointing. Somebody, it's some of you that's on here got a great healing anointing. Be used. Don't keep your mouth shut. Pray for those. Just your word. I'm telling you, do you not know your word if you believe in what you pray? The faith and belief will send your word. It will leave your, I'm telling y'all what I have witnessed, your word, your prayers will leave that just by your faith. Like the word tells us, we sit a blood above the principality and power. We sit in heaven places. We're with Christ. Christ is the great intercessor. So when we come in agreement with heaven, prayer is going up. It will reach that loved one. Not just your loved one. He probably give you names of people that you don't even know, dropping names to pray for this person, for that person, pray for this person. You don't got to know them, but your prayers is bringing healing. It could be someone with a 911 prayer that's about to lose their life in the street, and he'll give you their name. That's why he have different watch hours. Some of us is meant to get up at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and pray. And if you with someone that have a prayer line, start connecting to them and pray. And see, one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000. When we come together, well, can you sharpen? Can we sharpen each other? Can we both walk and agree? See, when Moses had his hand up and he was getting so tired and his hands began to come down, he had to have two, one on each side to help him with his hand to stay high, put some up under him to sit down. And long as he had those two on each side of him with his hands, so his hands stayed up all night. Some of us need to keep our hands plowing to the sky. As long as you have your hands plowing to the sky, and it's okay. We all need help. We all need covering. We all need prayer. Let those come. Ask God for pure friends and pure relationship, and He will send those to you. God bless you, and for all the mothers out there, have a blessed Mother Day. Even if your children don't get you nothing, you know, I know some of y'all know I don't celebrate those things, because every day you should have the love for your family, love, unconditional love. Like Jesus said, how can you love me but you haven't even seen me? And you see your brothers and sisters every day, and you can't love them. You're saying hateful things to them. That's not the love of Christ. Because when you have love of Christ, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. You're going to look like Christ. You're going to talk like Christ. You're going to dress like Christ. Christ is in you, and you're going to have love in your heart. Some people, you just got the love from a distance. But remember, He said, I am the Father to all the fatherless and motherless. You always going to have someone that's going to love you. You always going to have a father, because even Jesus said, who are thy mother and thy brother? The ones that do the work, that walk in righteousness, that's doing the work for the kingdom of God, that is my mother, thy mother, and thy brother. You see, you will have more brothers in the body of Christ, in His kingdom, than you will with your own sisters and brothers. You will have a mother in the body of Christ, in the kingdom, than in your own household. Because He say, who are thy mother and thy brother? The one that do the true work, the honest work, with clean hands and pure heart, is the true mother and brother. And God is the true father of them all. He is our father. He is our Abba. He is our daddy. Don't you forget that. He's going to be there in the beginning, and he's going to be there in the end, because he created you. He created everything, and his love is unconditional. His love cannot be erased. His love for you will bring peace. His love for you will bring that grace. His love for you will bring the healing and deliverance that you need. Just let him embrace his love. Let him come into your heart, because he said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock on the door. If any man hears knock, let me come in and sit with you. Break bread with him upon this weekend. Break bread with him every day. Breaking bread is getting in that word. Breaking bread is know the living word. He is the bread of life. He is the light. He is the meat, and he's the drink that you need. Drink of that cup that he have in his hand, and you will never thirst for anything else again. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. Who know the plan? Who know the plan for your life? That's what Jeremiah, that's what he told Jeremiah in Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plan that I have for your life. It's good and it's not an evil, because I say so. God says so, so you can have an expected end. God bless you. God love you, and so do I. Going to leave you with this song. You got to believe. You believe. Just like Thomas, he didn't believe what the disciple told him. Jesus is alive in a well. He did not believe. He said, I'm not going to believe you, even though he walked with Jesus, but he did not believe him. Like I said earlier, through the Holy Spirit, God is about to show himself to some of your family members. He's about to show himself to those that's in the crack house, the prostitute, the unsaved soul, billionaires and the trillionaire. He about to show himself, just like he had to do with Thomas, just like he had to do with Saul. I do apologize. He gonna have to show himself. He gonna have to show up. You just sit back, cross your leg, and get you some popcorn, because he gonna show up in this upcoming season. He's gonna show. Believe in his word. Stand on his word. Read his word. Eat his word and bathe in his word. You got to believe in this season. If somebody say, I bought a home for a dollar, I bought a land for a dollar, well, Father God, you do it for you. We need a building, and I command that building come forth for whoever looking for that building, for the industry who looking for a building, for their business. I declare and decree that it come forth in the name of Jesus. If you looking for a building, your business, whatever you need that building for, believe it. And I'm about to play this song, and believe it. You got to believe it. It's already yours. You got to believe it. He done already signed on the dotted line. It's already signed in heaven. It's already proven in heaven. You just got to go get it. You just got to, if you got to walk around that building and say, I own this building. It's mine. I'm the ownership of it. This is the building that you want me. Where do you want me to be at in this season? Where do you want your ministry at? Where do you want your home at? I want to be a place that I can experience your glory. I want to be at a place that you come in any time of day or night. You don't even have to knock on the door, that it will be open 24 hours, 7 the week. Where do you want me to have that land? Where do you want me to have that building? Because you're going to build it. It's for your kingdom and it's for your glory. I dare some of you say that, Father God, you locate your building. You locate your home, because whatever home you give me is going to be for your glory, that the revival is going to break out in that home. The revival is going to break out in that building. So you go locate it, and you just leave me with the breadcrumbs. I don't know who they are, but God bless you. You believe it and watching that what happened. Watch. Just watch.
These chains will never break.
Stand on the word of God. Stand on the word of God. If you don't have nothing else, when you think everybody then left you, stand on the word of God. I'm telling you, stand on the word of God. Some of you stand on that wall. Don't come off that wall. Stand on the word of God. Use the word of God. When things you don't understand, stand on the word of God and believe it. Word, and I promise you, this is a promise from Yahweh. He's going to change the situation. He's going to change the mindset of the people. Stand on the word of God and believe. I believe, believe it, believe it, believe it. I'm speaking to myself. I got to stand on the word of God. I got to stand on the word of God. I got to move by his spirit through the word of God. Stand on the word of God and believe it. Believe it. Don't be shaken. Believe it. Have faith. And watch. You're going to have a testimony. God bless you. I love you. And Sister Carmen is on tomorrow. I believe Terrence and Tanisha is on Sunday. Or if they not on, it might be Sister Angela Joy or Sister Felicia. Randy is on Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock. I think Deborah is on Tuesday or Monday, Barbara and Deborah. But someone is always here on PGN doing the work for God's kingdom. Pray for every host. Pray for our family. God bless you. We love you. Have a blessed night.